We're back with Tab News. I'm your host, Jennifer Rash.
And I'm Debbie Campbell.
We are talking with Randy and Asher Hemphill, and they are going to be talking about Randy's book, The Restored Man. But first, we are more interested in Asher. I'm sorry, Randy. All right, so Asher, 10 years old, correct? So you got to come hang out with Dad. What's it like being here?
Pretty fun.
One other thing. What is your favorite thing that you like to do?
Play sports.
What kind of sports?
Football and basketball.
Okay.
Well-rounded guy here.
Yeah. Well, Asher, we're glad you're here with us. Thanks for coming and being part of Alabama Baptist life today.
You're welcome.
All right. So you think we should talk to your dad? Is he pretty cool?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Randy, thank you for sharing with us. Thank you for being part of the Pastors Conference. And we understand here you have a book called The Restored Man, Becoming a Man of God. I'm going to read a little blurb from the back. There comes a time in every man's journey with God when tips and techniques simply do not work. The Restored Man is not just another book to read or box to check. It is a practical, life-changing path for every man to a deeper and healthier relationship with God and others. Walk through the process and find freedom as you know God as Father, know self, live in brokenness and humility, walk with God in the disciplines. Timing of getting to talk to you right now, Randy, about this book, you know, is interesting with some of the headlines that are coming out. So many people are struggling in the ministry. There's so much brokenness happening. Talk to us a little bit about this book and what you want to achieve with it.
Well, Jennifer, thank you for having me on. And my greatest joy is being this dude's dad. And it's great to be here. The heart that you guys bring to the Alabama Baptist Convention and Pastors Conference is huge. And I agree with you. I think we are going through a bit of a cultural shift. We're seeing a lot of issues kind of hit now, particularly among men. And I think for me, it's revealing that a lot of the way we've been approaching men and discipleship in our churches, we need to shift gears back to more of a gospel-centered approach, which I think is dealing with the heart of a man more than just behaviors. And I think it just concerns me when I see how many men in our culture, whether it's how we treat women, how we treat each other in the church. And so a lot of this book came out of years of counseling men, a lot of my own journey of going from just the religious assembly line, getting into the garage of grace, and God breaking me down, rebuilding kind of the engine, my heart. And so this lays out a process for men to walk through that I hope just does more than change behaviors. I would love to see men get their hearts back and really get restored in Christ.
You mentioned a religious assembly line. Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm. Exactly what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I grew up, my dad was a Baptist pastor. I've been in the ministry a lot of years, and I have a huge respect for our local churches. Love being here today and meeting so many pastors. But I think there is that tendency to, with men particularly, just to put them in a program, put them on a religious assembly line, go from point A to B. And it feels impersonal. I don't know that it really is that effective. But when a man moves from that into the garage of grace, which typically happens through brokenness,
right.
Something breaks down, and we move into that very personal, intimate walk with God, where he's dealing with our stories, dealing with our brokenness, even our sexuality, you know, how we handle issues like that. Mm-hmm. That's more of a garage of grace issue, where God breaks us down, does a work of restoration, and yeah, it's been a movement for me of going from the religious assembly line to the garage, and I'd love to see more men experience that.
You said there's a workbook-type scenario in here, right? A devotional?
There is. In the back, we have a 10-week study guide for men's small groups. And that was a big thing for me in writing this book, was to make this more than just a book to read, but to really make it a book that we can use in our Baptist churches for men's groups. And I will tell you, this is the kind of book that you're going to get some men around a fire pit. You're going to get them in their home, in their Sunday school class, really opening up on a deeper level. So let me warn you, this is where men are really going to come alive.
So be ready, right?
And be ready. Because, hey, what gets me fired up, Jennifer, is seeing our churches led by men who are healthy. That's what I want to see. And men who are both what I call warriors and shepherds. you know, this young man right here who's 10, Asher, I'm trying to raise him up in a way that he is a young warrior for the kingdom, but a shepherd. He's got that shepherd's heart. And so anyway, that's the hope with this book.
So if someone is struggling right now, they're in a leadership position, and they're struggling with something that would count them as not being healthy in leadership, how would you suggest that they step out and deal with this? It seems easier to hide it, probably, and to keep pushing through. But what are some suggestions to say, okay, let's break it right now and let's deal with this?
Well, and I definitely don't want to give just a textbook answer to that. I guess I would first say, Jennifer, that we have been through that. You know, a lot of what we talk about in this book and our marriage book is a lot of our story of walking through some deep brokenness while in ministry. I was the marriage pastor at a large church in Birmingham when our marriage was going through a very difficult time. And one of the hardest things to do is when you're in ministry, a very public role, and you're going through personal brokenness or marriage brokenness, how to tend to that? Because a lot of the fear is if they really knew. There's a lot of pastors that I counsel now who are going through difficult times, and their fear is if my leadership knows, you know, it is not just that I lose my community, I lose my job. And so I think to be able to say, to step aside, get some counseling, walk through some steps to deal with your inner hurts, your inner struggles, and we're glad to help in that in any way. Because we've been there, we know how difficult it is when you're going through a broken time in your marriage or personally. And so there is help available, and we want to be a part of that.
And see that applying to deacons, Sunday school leaders, teachers.
Right.
You know, you just don't want people to know what's going
on. I know
on.
It.
You play that game. Well, it's like that assembly line religion you're talking about.
It is. And I will, you know, if we can at least attempt to create a culture in our churches, our local churches, a culture of brokenness, where it's not so much holding up a religious facade, but let's be a place where people can actually deal with their hurts. You know, whether you're a deacon, an elder, a pastor, a Sunday school teacher, or you lead seventh grade boys, to be able to know this is a place, this is a church where you can deal with things. Because we're all broken. Hey, one of my phrases, Jennifer, is we're all jacked up. We all got issues. You know it?
We do all have issues.
And,
you're so
I mean,
right.
But God's grace says He is enough for broken people. And I'm the first in line needing that. I'm broken. And so if we can create a culture where people can embrace their brokenness, which will ultimately lead them to grace, isn't that our purpose? Is to be a place of grace.
That would help with the fear of sharing and requesting help, because if you are fearful of losing community, losing job, losing whatever, then yes. But if you can have that confidence that they're going to walk with me through this, they're going to be there. Now, it may mean that some things have to change, obviously.
That's right.
But someone's going to be there with me. That my community is going to stand with me and help me through this.
That's right. Yeah. And I know this is difficult and messy, but isn't grace messy?
Right.
And being able to get into the trenches where people are hurting, including our leaders, and to be able to create a culture of honesty and of working through our stuff so we can actually grow. And so that's the hope with the ministry we lead, with the resources we put out there, is to give some hope to men and women and even leaders in our churches to be able to do that.
All right, so it's Life Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ministry, and the book is The Restored Man, Becoming a Man of God. You also have the book you mentioned with Melody, your wife, 30 Days of Hope for Hurting Marriages. All right, Randy, thank you so much.